love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Okay, Pluto, let's get our tree. Ha ha!
Oh, Mickey. Okay. It is day 23 here on Tooncast Beyond's 25 Days Tooncast Beyond 2016. I am, of course, TFG and Mike joining me one more time. The third or fourth or fifth time. He'll be here again in day 24 and day 25 as well, along with Steve Megatron. But we got Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, actually.
That's good. That's good. And today we're going to talk about two of our favorites, two of my favorites. This is the first one has always been a favorite of mine. It's Pluto's Christmas Tree. This is the Disney short where Mickey goes out to chop down a Christmas tree for Christmas, and turns out that he chopped down Chippendale's tree. So you've got Mickey Mouse, Pluto, and Chippendale in one hilarious... hilarious cartoon. I love this one. This one is just one of the ones I watch. If I don't watch this every year, it's not Christmas to me. It just isn't. Go ahead.
Favorite things about this is seeing Dale, and he's dressed up as the Santa with the candle on his head.
Yep.
He keeps trying to light it. And he's blowing it out. Like, hey, I know there's something wrong with this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Like I said, the way this starts out, Mickey goes out, gets the tree, Chippendale figure out, oh, hey, they chopped down our tree, so they go in, decorate it, and as they're decorating, Chippendale are playing with the lights and playing with the ornaments, and just the visuals of this special are just so wonderful, like the way that the camera was used for the animation, for the lighting, for the blow up heads of the chipmunks inside the ornament bulbs. It's just all so fun. It really, really is. And Pluto just consistently freaks out even more and more and more and more until he finally just jumps into the tree and destroys the tree. I mean, Pluto went through that Christmas tree a lot faster and a lot easier than Uncle Lewis lighting Clark's tree on fire with his cigar.
No, I kept thinking that little tree that we had on our
yeah.
Shoot, I kept thinking, one of our cats is gonna do that. Stand the thing down, I'm sure.
No, I don't think Figaro would. He's too mellow.
Yeah, he's got a lot more mellow.
Really? He must miss me apparently then. But now Lucy, that's a different story. She's a little devil cat. She'd probably have done that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This one I just absolutely love. I just think it's so fun, so funny to see Pluto. I love how he's helping Mickey at first, where he's got all the ornament bulbs on his tail. That was hilarious. There's a picture of me before I came out to California for vacation this holiday season. I helped my apartment complex put up the Christmas tree that they put up in the lobby every year. And for some odd reason, I have no idea why, I have never wanted to pierce my ears. I'm not into that. I'm not into the whole pain and all that and everything else. And I'm just not a pierced ear kind of guy. But for some odd reason, to get a laugh out of somebody, I took one of the ornaments and I actually hung it off the top of my ear. So there's a picture out there somewhere floating around of that. I don't think the apartment complex has uploaded it yet, but yeah, it was just so funny seeing, you know, Pluto with all the ornaments on his tail and things like that. Just absolutely fun Christmas special. Any other thoughts on this one before we get to Scrooge?
No, just it was like you said, it's one of my favorites. Timeless, it lasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Mickey's Christmas Carol after this.
Is that better?
Oh, Pluto! In our tree. Cute little fellas. Pluto, after all, it is Christmas.
And dismayed.
Well, now you can't be both. You be shocked, I'll be dismayed.
Coming in 2016, Steve Megachon and myself, TF2 and Mike, bring you a brand new TV review show. Welcome to Podcaster Meets World. That's right, we're launching a Boy and Girl Meets World review podcast here on the GCRN. It'll take us 70 episodes of the podcast to review all 158 episodes of Boy Meets World. After that, we will tackle Girl Meets World. You can find Podcaster Meets World on GeekCastRadio.com and iTunes starting late summer, early fall 2016. So come on and walk through the world with us.
I love the Feeny call.
Merry Christmas!
And a Merry Christmas to you, Master Fred!
Bah, humbug.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge!
What's so merry about it? I'll tell you what Christmas is. It's just another work day. And any jackanapes who thinks else should be boiled in his own pudding.
But, sir, Christmas is a time for giving. A time to be with one's family.
I say bah. Humbug.
I don't care. I say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Well said, Master Fred.
Cratchit, what are you doing?
I was just trying to keep my hands warm, sir.
And what are you doing here, nephew?
I've come to give you a wreath and invite you to Christmas dinner.
Well, I suppose you're going to have plump goose with chestnut dressing?
Yep.
And will you have plum pudding and lemon sauce?
Yeah, plum pudding.
And candied fruits with spiced sugar cakes?
Yeah, will you come?
Are you daft, man? You know I can't eat that stuff. Here's your wreath back. Now out, out, out! Bah! Humbug.
Merry Christmas!
And a bah humbug to you.
Ah, that Fred. Always so full of kindness.
Aye, he always was a little peculiar. and stubborn. Ooh! Customers, I'll handle this, Cratchit. Yes, what can I do for you two gentlemen?
Sir, we are soliciting funds for the indigent and destitute.
For the what?
We're collecting for the poor.
Oh, aha. Well, you realize if you give money to the poor, they won't be poor anymore, will they?
Well,
And if they're not poor anymore, then you won't have to raise money for them anymore.
Well, I suppose.
And if you don't have to raise money for them anymore, then you would be out of a job. Oh, please, gentlemen, don't ask me to put you out of a job, not on Christmas Eve.
Oh, we wouldn't do that, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, then, I suggest you give this to the poor and be gone.
So we are back, and we're going to be talking about Mickey's Christmas Carol. This is probably the only version of A Christmas Carol that I have not watched this holiday season. Yeah, normally this is one of my traditions to watch, but Jen and her mom absolutely love A Christmas Carol. They love every single version of A Christmas Carol. So this year, I have seen Scrooged. I have seen the old black and white version. I have seen the other in color version. I've seen the Jim Carrey horribly CGI version. I've seen like 17 different versions of the damn thing, and by the end of it, I understand they love it and that's great, it's their tradition. But watching the same story being told, the only one that we did not get to watch was A Muppet Christmas Carol, which is by far, in my personal opinion, the best one outside of the Mickey one here that we're going to talk about. But yeah, at the end of all, watching all those different versions, I'm just like, I just can't watch another version of the same damn story. I just couldn't. So Mickey's Christmas Carol, obviously it's based on the Charles Dickens story, as every TV film animated version Muppet thing of this is. It's basically got Ebenezer Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, all that good stuff, and just how they put the Disney characters into these roles. Like, you've got Uncle Scrooge as, you know, it's Scrooge McDuck as Ebenezer Scrooge. I find that absolutely fitting. You've got Donald as his nephew, Fred, which, again, going off the uncle and nephew relationship thing there, that's awesome. You've got Mickey as Bob Cratchit, and I believe Minnie was his wife, but when I was watching this, I looked in the credits and I did not see, like they named off the character. I think they named off the characters in the credits, and I did not see her name there anywhere. But I know she's there. They've got a little mini kind of Mickey character for Tiny Tim, which is really really interesting and awesome. Kind of reminds me of the fact that they use Kermit's nephew Robin as Tiny Tim in the Muppets one.
You know their names, right?
Oh, what?
You don't know their names?
No.
Oh my god, dude. Now I have to school you because...
Yeah, I know.
From my old school Disney knowledge.
Okay.
So their names are Morty and Ferdy.
Morty and... Huh?
Yep. Morty and Ferdy. They were his nephews.
They were okay.
Like way back when.
Okay. Yeah, see, I don't remember Mickey having nephews. That's... It was always Donald with Huey, Dewey, and Louie, but, you know.
Yeah.
So you got all that going on. You've got Daisy, which is, it's kind of weird to me that you have Daisy Duck as Belle. That was a little strange. That's always been a little strange to me, because I've always seen Daisy as being with Donald. But you got her playing Belle. You know, and it's, you know, the traditional Christmas Carol story. Go ahead.
The cast they brought in, like they had all the cast from The Wind in the Willows with Toad and Ratty and Molly from Wind in the Willows. I thought that was awesome seeing them. I just was like, oh my god, they put characters that normally we haven't seen in anything else, and they brought them back for 83 for this. I thought that was great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think by far the best casting out of this is Goofy as Marley, as Jacob Marley. That and Pete as the Ghost of Christmas Future. Whose grave is this spirit? Why, it's yours, Ebenezer. Ha, 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 ha.
Yep.
Then you got Jiminy Cricket as the Ghost of Christmas Past. And I don't remember the guy's name who is Ghost of Christmas. I know he's been in a lot of Disney stuff. I know it's not the Hunchback.
No, that's Willie the Giant.
Okay.
It was the giant from The Brave Little Taylor and Mickey and the Beanstalk.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember that now. Mickey and the Beanstalk. That was a good one.
Yeah.
What I like about this version of the Christmas Carol story with Mickey and with Scrooge and all that is just at the end. In every version they show his change. But I think that with this being animated and it being Scrooge McDuck as Ebenezer Scrooge, I think he took the change a lot more seriously. And you can tell in the animation, you can tell in the voice actors' inflections of everything, but just how happy he was at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And different actors do it differently. And, you know, some do it well, some don't do it well. That Jim Carrey thing, I will never watch that version ever again. Oh my god, that was horrible.
I can't say I blame you on that. It's Alan Young is, you know, God rest his soul, man was the best for Uncle Scrooge. He captured that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else I've seen do it. You know, I know that there's a lot of people out there who like Bill Murray and Scrooge, but Alan Young is the one. He is the one who holds that bar up there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Abso-friggin-lutely. And I just love how the whole thing turns around because of Scrooge's, you know, because of his attitude turning around. Now, I know it's Christmas, folks, but I'm going to get a little bit morbid here. If you look at this story analytically, if Scrooge had stayed negative, if he had stayed in his old misery ways, Tiny Tim would have died, right? That's the juxtaposition of the beginning part of the story, that Tiny Tim will not survive. But just because one guy changes his attitude, the kid lives. I mean, I know they want to give us a happy ending, and I know it's a part of the story and everything else, but...
Well, you know what the real story is? That he actually does die.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
The original Dickens story, because that was what happened.
Mm. Yeah.
Long at that point in time.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But yeah, no, I absolutely adore this one. I think it's super fun seeing the Disney characters as these characters. And just seeing all the various cameos and things like that. I thought it was really, really fun. Anything else you want to say about this one?
Well, I'm gonna put out blasphemy on this. I like this one better than the Muppets one. I know that you.
See, for me, I can separate them and like them equally the same because this is fully animated and that is that's Muppets. I do not consider Muppets to be okay outside of Muppet Babies. The Muppets are live action. They're not animated characters. They were animated characters in a few cartoons, one television series, but I really do not consider them to be eligible to be counted as full-on animated characters because they're live action. They're real inanimate objects, if that makes any damn sense. But, you know, so I can agree to disagree with you on it, but I still say that I can like each of these versions independently of each other because they're just both so good in both versions that they do.
And I'm not saying that I don't like Muppets, but I just like I like the Disney's, the Mickey's Christmas Carol a little. You know, I like it better than Muppets. I know you're the opposite. That's fine.
I like them equally. I said, in the two different genres, if I'm going to pick one to watch, I'll probably end up watching both of them. I have to at least... These are the only two that I will probably ever watch again. out of all the various Christmas Carol versions there are, because these are the two, you know, this and the Muppets, one of the ones that I grew up on and the ones that I just absolutely love watching and just have the most enjoyment out of watching them. So,
right.
All right, folks, I think that's going to do it. I know it's, again, it's been another short episode, but most of these 25 Days to Gas Beyond stuff have been short. Tomorrow, Doug will be back along with Steve Megatron and myself to talk about the classic Frosty the Snowman. We do bring up briefly Frosty Returns, but and then we talk briefly about The Legend of Frosty, which apparently is a new one that I have not seen that's on Netflix. So we'll talk about that. And then after that, we close out 25 Days to Cast Beyond Christmas with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Where can the people find you online, sir?
You can find us out at mygenerationpodcast.com. You can listen to all of our episodes going back several years. Or you can find us out at Facebook if you want to leave us comments out there.
Awesome, awesome. You find me on Twitter at TFG1Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates on Twitter. As always, go to the website, geekcastradio.com, unleash the geek in you. Merry Christmas, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
Bah, humbug.